and I'll write your name.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Sorry about the sarcastic start to the show. Wait, no, I'm not. I hate trivia. I understand there's a niche for it. It was the hottest thing going, what, 20 years ago? Do you have the Trivial Pursuit game? No, I don't. Why not, Tom? Because I don't care. Trivia nights at bars. And I know some of these dudes. They're like DJs, but they do trivia instead. So it's like Tuesday trivia night with Trivia Bob or something. Look, dude, you go ahead and make your money. But, like, I'm not into it. I'm sorry. I'm the kind of guy that watches game shows and I know the answers, but I don't say them out loud. That bugs me anyway. When there's a bunch of people in the room and Jeopardy is on, what is the chart of elements? What? Shut up. Will you stop? My grandfather, though, rest in peace, I loved him. He didn't know anything, but he watched all the game shows. And he waited till somebody got the answer right, and he'd go, yeah, sure, that's Albert Einstein. Yeah. Smart people for 100, please, Alex. You know, I'm just the guy that I don't care. It's not my gig. I kind of put it in the same soup bowl as karaoke, okay? But there's a slight difference. If you get me drunk enough, I'll get up and sing karaoke. I can't possibly be drunk enough to answer any trivia questions. As a matter of fact, it might make me worse. So today, National Trivia Day, sorry, my answer is, I don't care. Skip down, it's National Spaghetti Day. Oh yeah, now I'm caring.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Maybe we'll talk about spaghetti all morning. Make it a spaghetti theme show. Just kidding.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Okay, you got me thinking spaghetti now. We may have to do something about this. Stand by. Also, on the way next, late night TV, Seth and Fallon talking COVID. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The CDC announced recently that it has shortened the recommended time that people quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus from 10 days to 5 days. They added that today is basically over, so it's really 4 days. Plus, Sundays don't count, so 3 days. You know what? Just take the weekend. You'll be fine.
Now, speaking of COVID, the CDC recently issued a warning to avoid cruise ships regardless of vaccination status. I'm sorry, that was news from 2018.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, all right. Sports is in the headlines again. No, Antonio Brown has disappeared. We don't know where he is. No more Antonio Brown humor on this show, okay? But last night, Monday Night Football, I know you were watching because your Pittsburgh Steelers were playing, but something unusual happened. Is it a penalty? No, it's not. Wait. It is.
And a flag flies in.
Somebody threw a shoe. One of the Browns defenders had a shoe.
Might not be a flag.
That's a yellow shoe.
From up here, it looks like a yellow flag.
Or is it?
Hang on, guys. I've seen guys lose shoes before, but not
after
like that.
The play was over. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense, number 90. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
What?
This is number 90's first disqualification
for throwing a shoe
for UNS.
What? Who throws a shoe?
Who throws?
Honestly.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
New sports and AccuWeather on the way. The actual sports coming up. The results of that Steeler game, not the shoe-throwing incident. And our first installment of And There It Is for 2022. Sometimes stupidity is just too funny. But we don't call it stupid news because we think there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is, coming up next. I love listener, or in this situation, a TV station, viewer complaints.
Asian people eat dumplings on New Year's Day, and I take offense to that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Leave your complaint at the beep, and we'll ignore it. And there it is, coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news.
we say,
and there it is.
Yeah, because for every act of stupidity, there could be a lesson learned, right? A St. Louis news anchor made reference to her Asian heritage on New Year's Eve, talking about what her family eats as a meal, dumplings. Well, it turns out somebody called the complaint line because they didn't like that.
Was your Asian anchor mentioned something about being Asian and Asian people eat dumplings on New Year's Day? And kind of take offense to that, because what if one of your white anchors said, well, white people eat this on New Year's Day? She's being very Asian, and she can keep her Korean to herself.
Oh, I'm sorry if an Asian was acting very Asian. What is wrong with you, Karen? As a matter of fact, I don't know what your name is, but that's where we are going to file your complaint, in the Karen complaint file.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
The complaint file. Thank you very much. Hey, I decided that I want to pump up my spaghetti. It is National Spaghetti Day, and to be quite honest with you, I'm bored with spaghetti, but I like it, but I'm just bored with it. Go to our Facebook page and help me out.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
In the wise markets now, just rush over to that whole go-to thing, okay? Yesterday's winner, Amy from Cole Township, said, did you ever have the pizza to go? I said, yeah. And she goes, wow, that's always my go-to. I said, all right. But there are other things at wise markets you could grab at the last second, you know?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line. Tell us what you do, Mom, and you've got a $25 gift card from Wise. Wise Markets. Spend less, win better.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Still to come, Seth Meyers talks about pizza as well. A late night soundbite from our late night friends back on TV. Birthday buddies and more. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner. Oh.
94KX, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Connie.
Hi, Connie. Where are you calling from?
From work.
Oh, well, thanks for listening at work. Sometimes I know you can't tell me where you're calling from, but Connie, what hometown you got?
Gillysburg.
Okay, so here's the deal. You're in Wise Markets. You're going to jam at the last second because you don't have anything to eat tonight. What do you go to?
Rotisserie chicken.
Yes! That was like my number one answer. Pizza to go was number two. That was yesterday's winner, but I always go for the rotisserie chicken because guess what? You can smell it as soon as you walk in the door, right?
Right.
Oh, that's great. Hey, for you, a $25 gift card from Wise Markets. Spend less, win better.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Connie, for listening at work. We love that. On the way to work, at home, at work, it's Morgan in the Morning. Let's do 22.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Papa John's recently added a New York-style pizza to its menu that features 8 large slices that customers can fold to eat. But hey, unless you can drunkenly pay for it with a Ziploc bag full of nickels and then fall asleep eating it on the subway, it's not New York style.
WQKX. Birthday buddies on the way. Lynn Hall's in the house.
I'm right here.
Let's see who's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Benjamin Darville of the Crash Test.
Benjamin Darville. Is he the lead singer? Is he the one that's going, oh.
We're good friends. I would have never done this to you, but I should have just said Benjamin Darville.
And I would have been like,
no clue.
Nice.
90s group Crash Test Dummies.
Yes.
Yeah. Just one of the few celebrity birthdays today.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Thank you, Lynn.
You are welcome.
I am off and running. besides Benjamin Darville of the Dummies.
Oh, there's others?
Michael Stipe.
Okay, well, I know who he is from R.E.M.
There you go.
Yeah,
see,
okay.
He's
our age, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm 62.
Yeah,
you are correct.
I thought so.
You are a musical encyclopedia. Today's National Trivia Day.
A plethora of useless knowledge.
I ask you any musical question. You will answer it on National Trivia Day.
I'll try. National Trivia Day.
Well, those are the only two musical celebrity birthdays today. Is that microphone getting
noises? I keep smacking into it for some reason.
Just throw it on the floor.
All right.
Here's another celebrity that we all remember, I think.
This is Max Headroom.
Oh,
and what you're
goodness.
About to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever produced in the history of television.
I just loved him. His real name was Matt Frewer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Max Headroom. And he's 64 years old today.
Does he still talk like that, I wonder?
I don't know. With help of a computer?
That'd be kind of funny if he still did.
All right, those are the celebrity birthdays. How about the locals?
Yes, the birthday buddies list.
You are absolutely right. What do we got? Annette Witkowski, from Bear Valley, 62 years old today.
Well, to be fair, the printing is very small. It's very small.
I was scrolling down. I couldn't find you, Annette. I apologize.
Betty Zellers is 77 today.
Happy birthday to Brenda Daly from Milton. She's 57.
Carmen DeNicola is 55 today. Love that name.
Yeah. Cheryl Stifel is 45 today.
Cynthia Romick from Sealands Grove, 66.
Deanne Billa is 40. Lordy, Deanna's 40.
Janet Strohecker from Sunbury, 75 today.
Happy birthday, Julie Houck. She's 53.
Karen Wasco from Dalmatia is 56 today.
Kevin O'Hearn from Coltmont is 52.
Happy birthday, Lori Walter from Middleburg, 40.
Hey, Lori, she's a good person. Luann Benford is celebrating a birthday today, 55.
Margaret Coons is 39 today.
Penelope Dyer is 48.
Sarah Snyder from Norrie, 40 again today. Another 40 person today.
There you go. Tanya Miller, 52 today.
Tracy Brown from Pacsinus is 52.
Happy birthday to Willie Rainier, 46 today.
From Hepler, I know where that is.
Where is Hepler?
It's over the valley now.
Over in Dowally?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I think that's all that we have on the list, don't we? Yes.
Nobody on the Ford Fun Line this morning. Plus, I broke the button anyway. So it's a long story.
Okay.
Anyway, but you could text, you could email, you could use just about any means, and we'll get them done.
We'll put them on the air for you. You can do anything.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Put them in a Ziploc bag. We don't care.
Full of nickels. And send them.
Exactly.
Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Uh-huh. What a crazy morning it's been. I push buttons and I just...
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then you break buttons.
I broke that one. And somebody call engineering. We'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
Coming up.
There you go. That one
works. In the morning.
Hey, coming up, viral comedy is on the way. We just love when people post stuff and it's really funny.
Oh, yes.
Do you go to the gas station now with the new gas pumps and they start talking to you?
Yeah, they play weird music and stuff, too. It's
and
like,
they ask you questions?
Yeah.
And you're just trying to pump your
I
gas?
I just want to pump gas. I don't want the thing to talk to me.
What is wrong with you? And plus, holiday games we played because our families were together for Christmas.
Oh.
Like that thing involving putting a cookie on your forehead.
Oh.
And trying to catch it in your mouth.
Oh my, I didn't play that. I just want to let you know.
All right, news is next, but viral comedy is on the way.
Morgan in the morning.
Hey, coming up on the show, viral comedy. Have you been going to gas stations now where the pump has a screen on it and it starts talking to you?
Would you like a car wash?
Nope, I'll get one when I'm ready.
Are you a rewards member?
Nope.
Would you like to sign up today?
No.
It gets kind of annoying after a while, doesn't it? Viral comedy on the way. This guy's dropping a new album on Friday, and it features Jim Carrey. What? Also, details on that coming up next. Morgan in the morning. Dropping a new album this Friday, the weekend. It'll be called Don FM, and it will feature the voice of Jim Carrey.
You are now listening to 103.5 Don FM. You've been in the dark for way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms.
I cannot wait till Friday. Don FM with DJ Jim Carrey. Friday.
Morgan in the morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m.
viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, here we go. Maybe over the Christmas holiday, you got together with family, and instead of playing Parcheesi, you did some challenges, like the cookie challenge. We did it years ago on Try It Tuesday here with Morgan in the Morning, but look up the video later of the family doing the cookie challenge where you put a cookie on your forehead and try to catch it in your mouth, and they dressed up the game by all wearing wigs.
Get set, go. Get it.
One family member actually wins it, but grandma in the corner is struggling. And to make the joke that grandma might be having a stroke must mean that the party was really in full gear. Anyway, check it out later. It's actually a very funny video, especially when the one family member does it. Okay, now onto a video that's even more funny because it's happened to most of us. YouTuber Charlie Behrens doing a conversation with those darn talking gas pumps.
Would you like a car wash?
Nope. I'll get one when I'm ready.
Are you a rewards member?
Nope.
Would you like to sign up today?
No.
Are you aware you could get 3% back on all purchases?
You gotta be kidding me. No.
Have you seen a therapist about your anger issues?
What?
Is your anger just a disguise for your sadness?
I don't know. You don't have a maybe button.
I understand. It's going to be okay.
Thank you. I just don't have room to talk to about it.
I'm here for you. Perhaps you just need a safe space to express your sadness.
Yeah.
Would you like a car wash?
Now that's funny.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still looking for something different to do with my spaghetti tonight. It's National Spaghetti Day. Go to the 94KX Facebook page and put something different on my fork tonight.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
How about this for a good Christmas present? You get a pair of slippers, and one foot says debt, the other foot says free, and then there's a recorded message that goes along with it.
Debt free?
Yeah, I want you walking around debt free.
The phone call you actually hear is his wife talking to the bank saying, I would like to pay my husband's college loans off. Hubby had been struggling with his job and paying his college loans, and his wife took care of it for Christmas. Isn't that cool? That's good news. Here's great news. A dog trapped in an avalanche, spotted by two skiers, and they saved his life.
He's right here, man. He's still alive.
Hurry up. Come on, buddy. Yeah. Hey!
They got him out!
Okay.
He survived a 20-minute burial. Dude, good spot. You okay, buddy? A little scared?
That's good news. And from Shimokan, it seems to be all good news. The city's full of energy, as in revitalization. It's happening.
The Go Shimokan plan is really driving that strategy. And I think that's what we were missing before Saber. And it's exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. Way to go, Kathy Fatovich of Saber, turning Shimokan around and revitalizing the city, bringing it brand new energy. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That's real good news.
94KX.
If your city, your town, your neighborhood has good news, let Mark Lawrence know. He hands it over, and it's good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Tom's top list is still on the way, and that includes the top 10 ways in 2022 not to be an a-hole. All right, Late Night TV is coming up with Jimmy Fallon talking about what's new in Korea. It's all on the way next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
South Korea said that an unidentified person crossed the border into North Korea.
Really?
It's like running out of Disneyland and into North Korea.
94.1 WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
No, it's
Tom's
not.
Top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Let's get started on the top 10 things that won't make you look like an a-hole in 2022. Number 10, pushing your way through the exit of an airplane before it's your turn. Okay, I can believe that. Trying to get on the elevator before people have gotten off. Not replacing the toilet paper. Flipping through pictures on someone else's phone after they wanted you to just look at one. Naughty, naughty. Ditching frozen food in the grocery store by just putting it on a random shelf. Number 5, taking up 2 parking spaces so you don't get door dingies. Oh, that'll get you worse, my friend. That'll get you worse. Number 4, canceling subscriptions that are impossible. Number 3, passing somebody on the road, then cutting in and slowing down. I hate that. Number 2, eating food that isn't yours. No, even when it's marked with someone else's name like a coworker. No, no, and no. And finally, the number 1 thing that'll make you look like an a-hole, blocking someone else's driveway. Say what you want about that blocking a driveway. Maybe you're saying it's no big deal, but it is, especially when you live in like Shamokin, you know, put the chairs out there. Or I grew up in Wilkes-Barre. Yeah. Yeah. Louise next door, man. She's watching out her window. Yeah.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
It's National Spaghetti Day. Where'd this music come from? This is great. Early this morning on the 94KX Facebook page, we asked you to come up with something different with your spaghetti noodles. I just don't want to eat boring spaghetti tonight for dinner. So come up with something special. And you have. You've been doing a great idea with that. Just coming up with some great ideas. We'll run them down, and we couldn't do it on Try It Tuesday, but we'll do it Tuesday night and talk about it tomorrow.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
National Spaghetti Day. Spaghetti? Did Grandpa say it that way? Or did you just say spaghetti? It's all good. Early this morning on the 94KX Facebook page, I posted a challenge for you, if you will, to pump up some spaghetti for me. I wrote, I'm bored with spaghetti. Give me a new twist for my fork. And so far, it's looking pretty good. Now, what I've been known to do before is make spaghetti, but it's not really spaghetti. All right, now hear me out. I've kind of cut way back on the red meat. I only eat it like once every 10 days now. So like ground turkey for the meat sauce. And instead of marinara sauce, maybe some kind of mushroomy kind of, yeah, kind of sauce like that. I need more ideas like that. You know, a third of Americans don't like spaghetti? I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh wait, 3% said they've never even had spaghetti. Where have you been? And most people say, it's okay, but it needs more garlic. How about your spaghetti? Let us know. Debbie said, Tom, add some butter. And then throw in some homemade hot peppers. Stir it all up, then create your sauce. Okay, Jessica thinks I should make spaghetti like Elf. No, man. That, you know, people think that scene was funny. It always kind of made me want to throw up. Anyway, and Dara says, leftover spaghetti is cool. My mom used to make spaghetti pie out of leftover spaghetti. That's kind of neat. Make a crust and then fill it with the leftover meat sauce. Little cheese over the top. I'm liking that idea. We wanted somebody to come in this morning and make spaghetti in the studio. But it didn't work out. I just thought, wouldn't it be cool if somebody's grandma would have volunteered? You know, Graham comes in, makes her homemade spaghettis or spaghetta or whatever she would call it. That would have been cool. Maybe a Try It Tuesday in the future. Oh, and by the way, it is also National Trivia Day. Do you know there actually is a word for a single strand of spaghetti? No, it's not spaghetti. Or spaghetta, like Grandpa used to say. It is actually spaghetto. I just think that sounds too ghetto. I don't know. I could be wrong.